Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Guru. Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
No chance.
You, TikTok is where it's at, man, and we got to grow. We've been together 8 years. Evan, I tell him during the break, we should just go live, Steiny and I at Warrior Games, even at the bar, then go to, that's what people eat up nowadays. And my man looks at me and goes, no chance.
Now, why not, Steiny?
I'm trying to ease my way out of this the spotlight and social media.
But this could actually allow you to work less.
That's what I
I'm sorry. What?
You got to think bigger. So if you go live on, I don't know, name your streaming site, Instagram, Twitch, TikTok, whatever, and you find out that you might be able to do just what you do now, but like for just 20 minutes a day.
Or sipping your Ling Ling, whatever your thing is. Like, Steiny, I'm telling you, man, that's what people are eating up. You know, this dude, Kai Kinet's doing, he's got his computer on all day at his house, people pulling up, and now he's just rolling in the dough, man.
Well, I'm sure he's got something that captivates people.
But if we had audio of you, Evan, and I, Carter, the boys, at the ship, unplugged, our lives would be different.
How?
There's people.
It's not
the like, stuff we talk about. Come on, man. I already know. I'm getting trouble at home, but other than that, Steiny, we're rolling. Think about it. That's all I'm saying. Think
I just
about
did.
It. Now, I asked you real quick. I asked you during the break. I know we got full phone lines. I asked you what you had for dinner the other day, but I asked you, had you ever had a concussion? I just knew my answer was going to be no. You said yes.
Yeah, I had a
in high school, how?
Well, doing something Kuminga's never done. I dove on the floor for a loose ball, and I hit my head on what the hell was that guy's name? Lewandowski.
Oh,
I hit him right on his knee with my
blacked
head.
Blacked out, Steiny?
Well, it was kind of. Like, you know, it's funny. Oh, you played with a concussion. There's no way I could have played. There's no way.
So you were, it was over.
Well, everything was fuzzy around the edges. You ever see one of those, what they call snow on TV, the black and white?
Yeah.
And just like,
I got
that's the way it feels. And then I came out of the game for a minute, pulled a Sprewell, checked myself back in. No. Then I did get, I got put back in the game.
Oh, see.
For about 40 seconds, and I was like, no chance.
Equilibrium gone.
I had no clue.
So how long were you out?
Just
like,
that game.
Okay, got no, like the next day, were you back in practice?
I went to the hospital. They said I had a concussion, and they made sure, of course, my parents came with me, so they made sure that they hadn't, like, knocked me out.
Oh, man.
They always ask the parents, did you hit him? Like, no, it was Lewandowski. Hard to believe. NBA season starting.
Let's go. Tonight we got action.
Portland Trail Blazers. Do we know the Warriors are going to be better than the Blazers this year?
Let's not even stop.
Oh,
come on. Now that wasn't your best work. No, I like the Blazers. I got two new teams. The Pelicans, Warriors West, Looney, Poole, I'm in, and Green, the coach.
Portland won 36 games last year.
What's Dallas at? Steiny,
Wait, how can New Orleans be Warriors West?
I'm just saying another version of they got the old Warriors in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Worried by you. Bad material.
Mike's in Oakland.
I know what he's doing.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, fellas. A lot of guys are talking some good stuff about Kuminga. This is my take on Kuminga, and I'm taking a step further on Steve Kerr. So Kuminga can play, but he can't play. And what I mean by that is he's not smart. His knowledge of the game has not improved in the 4 years he's been there, which is a knock on Steve Kerr and his development staff because they're also not developing him. They haven't developed anybody that's come through there. Everybody who came through Steve Kerr, brand new, has been out of the league within 3 years, undeveloped. It's a frustrating for me to see a new player come to Golden State because they don't develop anybody. And Steve Kerr doesn't want to take the time to develop anybody. And that is exactly why he's frustrated with Kuminga because he wants him to learn all this stuff on his own. But the guy's too new to the game. He has to be taught how to play it properly. He should be watching Michael Jordan play defense, how Michael Jordan hustles with loose balls, how Michael Jordan looks for rebounds, how he blocks shots, how he helps another teammate. That's the guy who knows the game. He needs to have somebody who's knowledgeable of the game so he can learn the knowledge because he's not getting it from the Golden State Warriors. That's just my opinion. I thank you guys. And all these guys who've called today, you guys are calling with good knowledge. And I thank you for the good show.
Thank you, Mike. Man. Appreciate the call. That's
a little strong, though, Steiny. A little strong. But
which part?
Kuminga's not smart. Like, his concepts, this dude.
I don't think he's an overly smart player either. If I have to, and I'm always going to put player
on. Let's put another rat on the table. That's probably why we're here. He hasn't grasped the Warriors concept. Is that fair?
According to Steve Kerr.
Pod's got an A+ at it. Kuminga's at a C-.
That's the only way we can look at it. Like, Yes, Caleb in Newark.
Our man.
Go to our guy. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What up? How y'all feeling?
Back at you.
Hey, you know what? I was in the waiting call on Friday, but I heard something special some minutes back about Big E.
Big E,
yes?
Wait, what?
Big E.
Hey, Mr. Giddings, you got a date, huh?
Oh, my Big E. Oh, Evan.
If Goo knows, everyone knows.
Yeah, Caleb, my man, he got some action, baby.
Hey, Evan, I got three things to tell you, man, and it's called the three S's. Huh? It's called you got to smile, you got to smell good, and you got to have style, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be dressed.
I
man.
Like
you
that.
You know, Buster out there, Evan.
Wow.
Appreciate that, Caleb.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping for the best for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? But then,
Caleb.
Caleb,
look, it's all going to come down to where those tickets are. It's all coming down to where those tickets are.
My front row E.
That's, you know, he gets that level 300, and it's going to be a long night for E.
Yeah. And then, real quick before I get into my thing, too, I saw a little jab, though, Steiny, you gave Goo when Guru asked you about going to the Warriors practice. Steiny, were you like Woj before Woj? Is that why you looked at him crazy?
I mean, yeah, basically. I was Woj on the Warriors. No, I just covered the Warriors for a long time. I've seen a lot of open practices in my day.
There you go. But let's talk about the most polarizing figure in the state of California, Jonathan Kuminga. Look, I'm excited to see him ball. Man, I know there was talk about this, the lineups in the last game with the Draymond and Jimmy and how they didn't really fit. But, you know, it's going to take time. You know, Kuminga hasn't played with Jimmy much to this point. So we got to give it time, man. But I said, Kuminga is the X factor. The Warriors don't have that kind of athlete on their team. Mm. Obviously, with his ability to go, obviously, one-on-one. Like, the Warriors just don't have another guy like Kuminga on their team. He's the X factor. Whether he starts whether he comes off the bench. Yes, you know, you want to see him defend a little bit better. Yes, you want to see him rebound more, but I just, the Warriors can't move on from that guy. Like, he's still so young. He's talented. They got to find a way to make it work.
Appreciate you, Caleb. Thanks, man.
Hey, good stuff.
Somebody saying don't wear cargo pants.
What's
on the chat? On the boxing Gerson style.
Is that an inside thing?
Yeah,
I don't know. It says no cargo pants for Evan! Exclamation point. 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. I'm going Roxy Bernstein.
Please explain.
I don't know.
Yeah, those are in.
I don't own cargos.
Oh,
but Stanley, I can just tell you this: they're not 300.
You got good seats.
Yeah,
my man.
Woo-wee.
Hopefully, they're not where when I invited you to the game. We were up there with the pigeons.
That's the worst seats I've ever had.
Hey, 49er Frankie said, take the photo down. We can see the brick wall. I said, what? Evan, we were so high. Man, both our noses were bleeding.
Awful.
None of the people.
But we were. I can't see.
Only thing missing was the obstructed view.
No, but we had a good time before we got there. How about that?
We better have. 480 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Fellas, all due respect, preseason's irrelevant. Not for the Warriors. First couple months are irrelevant. Warriors basketball will be relevant after the new year.
All right, let's do this because Tim Roy, Evan, and I, we had this conversation. Give me a guy not in the starting lineup or Kuminga that's going to pop for you or you see playing a big role on this team. Let's just for a second put the starting five, Horford and Kuminga.
It would be Horford.
Would it be Horford? Like, that's too easy, though. I'm talking about one of the, like, QP3, the same guy.
Post stinks.
It's Melton for me.
I'm just kidding about Post.
And I never get excited about injured dudes.
So I can't take Horford?
You can take Horford.
I mean, he's the best player they got.
Yeah, but that's why it's easy. I'm saying one of these young, is it Moody? What's another level for Moody look like? Because let me just tell you about Moses Moody, and I'm going to take my victory lap for him being athletic. He's not Dr. J. He started that game on Sunday, flushed, went baseline, yadda die, and I just like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. But he has a natural, I don't give a damn, I know how to play in this system, I know who I am, feel to him. And that's why he had, I believe, a great season last year, Steiny, and I was disappointed in the playoffs. Now, was he hurt? Something on the hand? Okay, he made no excuses. But what's another level up for Moses? Because Tim Roy was talking about he can guard your best defender.
We'll see. You mean the best offensive player? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see on that.
On-ball defender, Steiny. I was like, that's praise.
I mean, just because you're asked to guard the best offensive player. Let me look it here.
I like that.
Are we just forgetting about Guy Santos?
Evan, that's all I'm...
Just saying, Steph likes closing with him.
Moses Moody's great year.
All right. I'm going to get to you.
9.8 points per game.
Sanchez has to play.
43 field, 37-3. 80 from the line.
How many minutes?
22.3.
That'll definitely go up this year. No doubt,
it
right?
It may. I mean, you'd think so.
What about Santos? How does he get in, or when does he get in? To E's point, Guy Santos.
He goes in when they need loose balls. He goes in every time that Steve Kerr remembers he can't stand Kuminga.
Nah, he's a scrapper, man. But they got a road jam at the. I'm just saying, with TJD, roadblock.
What?
TJD, QP3, Horford, Dre, and Santos. A lot of dudes.
Yeah, three of them aren't going to play.
I'll stop.
I mean, Trace Jackson Davis.
He was your starter at one point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We were talking to Fetus about him.
There's not a.
Like, you giving up on him? I haven't.
He's just a guy.
He's a big guy.
Oh, he's not, really. He's not.
He's got girth.
Bricks he doesn't. He's light in the ass is what he is. Trace Jackson Davis. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You'll see a heavy ass when you see Horford. That's a heavy ass.
I don't know why I'm uncomfortable.
It's an old ass.
It is.
Hey, guys.
But it is. It is. It's big.
Forgetting about Peyton?
Yes.
GP2.
I got him having a tough year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's driving around, I'm sure he'd be like, oh, man, what are you talking about? Why would you say that?
Because I think he's been declining lately. Last couple years. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Jocko. Jocko's in San Francisco. What's going on, Jocko? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, guys. Hope you can hear me. I'm no longer in San Francisco. I'm in Pacifica. but, you know, I want to echo a couple of things that Coach said, is that all we heard was what Kerr wanted JK to do. And I'm wondering if some of the callers and you two watched the game, because that's all Kuminga did was exactly what Kerr wanted him to do. He had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, would have had 5 if Draymond could finish. He wasn't looking for his own shot. And instead, after the game, instead of saying that's what we want to see out of JK, he says, oh, we can't play him with, you know, 2 of the starters. And it's negative. It's he's the human petri dish. He's constantly under the microscope. Every flaw he has gets magnified. And, you know, it's so frustrating as a fan of his. You know, the Rockets moved off of Cam Whitmore to give him get him to a team where he could actually spread his wings and learn from his mistakes. And that's what the Warriors should have done with JK. He's just, the development's getting stifled on this team. He does everything that's asked, and it's still a negative after the game from Kerr. I'm so frustrated with the whole the whole aspect of it.
He's just talking about Sunday, because he was making a conscious effort to hit the boards. But that's one preseason game, Kuminga. But I guess that's why the sound and the tone, depending on who you are, was just kind of like Kerr, like, man, this thing might be already over in Kerr's mind.
Does that last caller and some of the do they listen to this is what he's talking about? So Jonathan Kuminga comes off the court. He played 14 or 15 minutes Sunday. Kerr gets asked about him the following day, and this is what he says about Kuminga and the fit.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern. And but we've got to, you know, continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, you know, with Draymond or Jimmy, like that lineup makes perfect sense. But you know, it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night, immediately it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then you know it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
It was horrible.
Man. I mean, I guess now he was asked specifically about the fit, but I mean, he could have probably picked out a positive or two from Kuminga's game.
Or do you think he was firing a shot to his agent? You well, know, agent, like, I mean, like, Kerr's been on the sideline. He ain't said a damn word.
The agent doesn't mean anything.
But yeah, he ain't going to hold it against Kuminga. But just, I mean, he's been hearing the noise. Let's be honest, man. Steve Kerr, that is.
I mean, I don't think Steve Kerr gives a rat's ass about Aaron Turner. But, and he, to me, kind of said as much when he dismissed what he had, you know, what he had to say. And he said he was mistaken and stuff like that. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. Hey, Marvin, what's going on, man?
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
doing
well.
I have some questions. For those who think Kuminga just doesn't make anyone better, and that's why he shouldn't be playing, and we heard how Steve Kerr just threw ice water, did the ice water trick on the whole issue, and if you were Kuminga, would you like to have heard that? What was the Warrior record pre-Jimmy Butler?
About 500.
It was a 500 team.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they have Pajinski on that team?
Yes.
Was Kuminga out?
Yes.
Okay, they were a 500 team then. Okay. Now, Curry went out in the playoffs. Who did Pajinski make better in the playoffs?
No, nobody.
Did someone come off the bench in the playoffs after not being played and average 20?
Kuminga.
In the same playoffs. Curry was averaging about 22 points a game when we were a 500 team. What got him up to 27 points a game in the last 30 games? Another scoring threat. No one came. No one can guard Jonathan Kuminga. You give him the ball on the wing, you clear out, which happened by accident three times. One, in fact, Pajinski passed the ball to him because he was surrounded by three guys after he had dribbled around. So anyway, my point is this. Yep. Minnesota declared Kuminga the most effective defender on Ant-Man, okay, and in those same playoffs. And they were talking about that in their broadcast, and I saw one on YouTube. Anyway, the point is, Steve Kerr is one of those guys that thinks his system is all the whole game. But the best coaches in the history of basketball could make any group of players great because they would figure out the best offense to run given those players. If the Warriors got Elgin Baylor, he'd be riding the pine because he doesn't hit the floor and dive for loose balls. That's Steve Kerr. When Steve Kerr was out, that kid Walton went 34-2. Every assistant coach in Kerr's reign, every assistant coach has a better win-loss record coaching the same players, including the guy in Cleveland. Who is? I think he's coach of the year last season.
Kenny Atkinson.
Anyway, I think and doing a DNP act in the playoffs, Steve Kerr destroyed the value of that player relative to what it could have been.
All right, Marvin, I got you. We got some other people in here.
Yeah, I'll never.
You're not alone.
To Marvin's point, just on the DNP, Stoney, that was Macbeth, the NBA version of. I mean, have we really gotten here? The guy that Steph, Draymond, Kerr said, we got to go through him, basically. It's his turn. And then for it to go the way that it did with the DMPs, that was like basketball. That was sad. And to his credit, got called on. This is all individual. And, I mean, he balled out against Minnesota, yet they didn't win. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. I'll just let that one there. We got the other guru in San Jose. Oh, guru man. Two.
This is real name.
Yeah, what's up, guru? How you doing?
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
Sure. Hey, Goo.
Yeah. So, yeah. What's up, Goo? I wanted to talk about the entire, like, JK story. And great calls, by the way. Great insight. First of all, I want to bring up something that I think it was Mike in Oakland, somebody from Oakland brought up where JK's development is on the Warriors. It's actually more on JK than the Warriors, just because most of the development, especially for winning teams, happens in the off season. It doesn't happen during the regular season and during the playoffs, especially for winning teams. So I would just point out that JK has chosen to not work out in the Warriors facility over the offseason. He's chosen to work out by himself. So when you do that, your development is kind of on you, right? And so I just wanted to throw that out there and for as food for thought. But coming back to this year and this season, the lineups that the Warriors can put on the floor this year as opposed to previous years gives JK the best opportunity to succeed. And I'm talking about lineups at Al Horford, lineups with Quinton Post. I think we saw a little sneak preview of that in the first preseason game with JK not settling for threes, driving the hole, taking advantage of one-on-ones when they were presented, playing good defense, rebounding the ball. I thought I saw a sneak preview. He just needs to keep it up. and be consistent. I think one of the problems the last couple of years for him has just been consistency. When he does have a good game, just keeping it up, right, and playing the way the Warriors want him to play. And he had a quote like just like maybe an hour ago. He was talking after practice where in the game he said that I just let the game come to me. Mm-hmm. He needs to do more of that. And I think he's starting to get it. And the lineups that the Warriors can put on the floor will help him do better this year.
Thanks, Goo. Appreciate the call. Good stuff.
Let the game come to him, huh? I know.
That's always a little easier said than done. Then he lets the game come to him, and then you know what happens? If it doesn't come to him, then everyone says he's just kind of standing around. Hey, Warriors-Blazers tonight, 7 o'clock. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. First 10,000 fans will receive a commemorative Stephen Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on the moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground. You want tickets? Go to warriors.com right now to get them. And don't forget, the Warriors host their annual open practice at Chase Center. That's tomorrow at 5:30. Giving fans a rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. Tickets are just $5, with proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. And if you want tickets to that open practice, go to warriors.com/open practice. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots. Pods can dunk.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
He didn't cut another one for us on Media Day? That's the same one from last year. Let's go, Steph. Get in the game.
Somebody on 5-1-0.
No, it's not, Evan. It's not on you. It's on him.
Oh?
It's on Curry. Don't try to protect him. I appreciate what you're doing there.
Somebody, you know, we were talking about gifted players that didn't win. Well, two of my favorites, 5-1-0 brought it up. Derek Coleman. He was bad. Bad meaning good. And Isaiah Ryder. That dude was bad on a good day, man.
Boy, do those guys.
Those were not two gifted dudes, though. I'm just saying.
Gifted, another way to say underachiever. You think either of those guys hit their potential as a player? I don't.
Then why do I like both of them?
Because they're your type of player.
Right, but so they got to the top in regard. When you say career, yes. But yeah, as far as their talent, yeah, they got there.
Yeah, they were talented, and the talent got there.
JR in the post, I always wanted him on the Warriors, man. If Nelly would have got a hold of him, but I don't think Nelly liked his type. JR Ryder. He liked Mitch Richmond. You would think.
I just think of Derek Coleman as a guy who left a lot.
Man, Steiny.
On the court.
He did.
By the way, coming up at in 20 minutes, 12:40, Kyle Shanahan is going to talk to the media. And when he does, we'll bring it to you immediately, either live or we will pass along the information, and then we'll start talking Niners.
It is
ideally,
crazy.
Yeah, ideally he's going to get into the quarterback situation and who's most likely to play. And we got a lot of other players to find out about, too. Pearsall and Jennings, et cetera, et cetera.
No doubt, man. So, is Ricky going to miss another one?
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some news from Kyle Shanahan in about 20 or 30 minutes, and when we do, we'll pass it along. In the meantime, we're talking about the Warriors. They've played one exhibition game, and Steve Kerr was asked about the fit with Jonathan Kuminga, and he talked about this.
There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern, and but we've got to continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like that lineup makes perfect sense. But it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night. Immediately, it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
All right. So what he's saying there to me is the reason he likes Horford, Kuminga, and either Green or Butler. Is because Horford can shoot it. And then whoever the other two players are, they're going to be shooters ideally on the floor too, and that keeps three shooters on the floor. To me, that's what Steve Kerr, it's almost like a rule now. He's not comfortable if there aren't three shooters on the floor in this day and age of the NBA. And so I think he's, every lineup he has, he wants three shooters, and in his mind, Kuminga, Green, and Butler, the three of them prevent them from getting to three. They can only get to two there. That's kind of the way it feels like to me.
So you kind of get bogged down with those three, huh?
Yeah.
Melton, he can shoot it.
Yeah. No, Melton can play. Melton can play.
And what did Pod shoot, if you had to guess off the top from deep last year? I know he started off, it was horrific early. But if you had to guess, just I'm thinking of Pods, Evan, right now. 36. All right, I'm going to look it up.
I think it's 37-3.
Okay. All right.
In the meantime, let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Listen, I'd like to weigh in on my favorite topic, JK.
Bobby.
But first things first, the two things I'm excited to learn about this season is Jimmy Butler. When Steph is injured, are you going to be a dog or are you going to be a kitty cat distributor? Because we don't pay you that much money to be a kitty cat like you were in Minnesota against a Minnesota series. Number two, I'm happy about the I'm excited to see the development of everybody's 1970s porn star, Pat Spencer. You can say what you want about his skill set, but that dude is a dog. Okay. JK, I'm so upset. I didn't even want to call you guys. I might even get in a car accident. But listen, JK, first, my comments are not a criticism of him as a person. My comments will strictly be about his basketball, okay? All right, so JK, listen, you know what your greatest talent is? Your greatest talent is your inability after 4 years to not be able to play with Steph. So you guys want to poop on Pods. All your callers want to poop on Pods. Guess what? He can play with Steph, right? We only signed his contract with Kuminga so that we can trade this fool. And then, look, let him play on the second unit so that he can improve his value so we can trade him. Let the scoring run through him on the second unit, and he'll get to be, guess what, the most expensive sixth man in the league, okay? But JK, you know what you are? You a piece of lettuce in McDonald's. You ain't the star. Ain't nobody interested in you. So either make yourself more salty, more greasy, cover yourself with cheese, and if you don't know how to do that, then head over to In-N-Out and become the star as part of a burger protein style, okay? And finally, Steve Kerr will have zero patience with Kuminga because there's no way this fool is going to make it on our team past January. It must be 420 for whoever just called and said Kerr needs to change his offense. The offense is suited for Steph Curry. He is the star. It ain't JK. What is wrong with everybody? I don't know what's going on. JK, thank you for your service. You will not be here past February. Enjoy yourself at In-N-Out, okay? No offense, brother. Nothing personal. That's just how it's going to be in basketball terms. Thank you.
I got to tell you, I never heard Bobby that incensed.
Yeah, he's usually a little uncomfortable.
He's really usually more of a low-key guy.
Yeah. Like you see it.
That don't even hit the same level. I don't know why I said I said. Stoddy, I was uncomfortable with that.
Why?
He said it wasn't personal. But I don't think Kuminga's camp ever said, I need to surplant Steph Curry is the one option. It's not that. It's just, I would call everybody in the room with Lacob, Stoddy, sit everybody down.
There we go.
No, I would. Kuminga, it's kind of
Steph. Year five. Okay.
Yeah, then, sure. I'm disappointed in everybody.
Yeah, okay.
How did this not get fixed?
Kumbaya.
Now, listen, I'm just my me.
Just us.
Just, yeah, okay. I would give you a two. Well, how did it not work? Like, Bobby's thinking he's going to, like JK saying, I need to be Steph. No way. You know, and I hear you, Bobby. I disagree, but the kid can play, but man, oh, man. And the 415 came for me earlier, Stoddy, saying, you really want them to build around JK? That's years down the road. Let's just say four. Your boy's only 26 years old, Kuminga. And all, you know, that he would have in as far as experience in the Warrior way.
Oh, yeah.
He would be
Yeah, he uses the next 4 years like he used the first 4 years. Oh, he may eventually get into a starting lineup.
Well, he got paid 25, Stoney, 24 and some change.
He might be the highest paid sixth man right now.
Well, that's what he is to me going into this season, Stoney. He's playing 28, 30 minutes a night. There's just no way around it. I don't believe.
I think Naz Reid is.
Is he?
25.
Okay.
Naz.
Wait, what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I said 25 to 30 minutes. I was saying six man. That's how I envision Kuminga this year, man. And finishing games if he's on, if he's doing the right, you know, all the right stuff.
See, when I hear, like,
talk to
Kerr him. Hates that lineup. Why would he use them to finish? Like,
so what if we're talking about Knights? Horford's not even an option because it's a back-to-back. So Horford's even out. So it wouldn't be, but you didn't admit that ain't who you said, Horford. You said Dre, Jimmy, and Kuminga. Man.
This is going to be deja vu all over again.
Shout out Denzel.
It just is. You can tell.
I can't tell. I you're going off what you just last seen, so I get it. I can't rob you of that. But Stoney, I do. There is some excitement about maybe this might be, you know, this could be it.
Like, what has changed? That's all I'm asking. What has changed?
Seeing an in line with Jonathan Kuminga's future with the team.
Well, and you know what? See, that's the other thing too. Is
knowing if he messes up, okay, we get to December, January, and we're done. I don't know, Stoney. And you're saying, well, who does that benefit? Maybe everybody. Go out there, be professional, try to win the games. But I mean, let's be honest, Stoney. And I haven't heard Jonathan Kuminga's not losing you games. It ain't like it's that bad. You know what I mean?
No, but
you called him gifted. I feel the same. He hasn't reached his full potential in a Warrior uniform. They paid him. You could say they paid him because they can't wait. We don't know what's coming back if they did move him. But damn, Stoney, he ain't losing you games. He's just not fitting in.
All I'm saying is my frustration as a Warrior fan right now, if I were one, would be.
Well, you are.
Tell me how this has changed. Like, tell me why it's going to be different this year with Kuminga. I just think we're headed down the same road again. That's my concern. Let's go to Bill in San Jose. He's been hanging in there. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
With Kuminga. I just think we're headed down the same road again.
Is that the way I sound?
Is that you? That is Sally, yeah?
Yep.
Let's go to JD in San Carlos. Instead, hey JD, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I want to say this, man. I think the Warriors forgot how they won their first two titles. Is that with help of the veterans coming off the bench to help these young players like, you know, Curry, Clay, Dre, win titles? And it's to the point where when does Draymond Green going to realize he's not the same player he once was when he was younger? When is he going to realize it's about time for him to start coming off the bench and be that veteran presence? Because year after year, we're getting older and older. We got Chris Paul, got older. After Chris Paul, now is Al Horford. He's a veteran player coming off the bench, showing a veteran presence on how to play the game. I feel like the Warriors just, you know, missing out on what they started with their championships. You know, come off the bench, Dre. Show Kuminga how to run that foe and with a defensive presence, because, you know, you're not even looking at the rim when it's time to score. Kuminga is, and he's trying to pass the ball now. And then not only that, they're getting on him about getting these rebounds. How about the centers grab more rebounds? They grab, what, four to three rebounds? Draymond Green, yeah. 4 to 3 rebounds. But everybody's getting on Kuminga?
And I mean, I think
Pause plan, huh?
Yeah, no, JD. Appreciate the call. I know. Somebody pointed that out earlier in the show. I can't remember who, but yeah, Moody was listed as a forward on
remember
Sunday.
I hated it.
And he had no rebounds. Mm. By the way, like that's the other thing. Whatever happened to? Like, now he wants Moody on the ball, but Last year, he was saying Moody's a four.
And remember, I hated every part of it, but they got away with it. But here you go. You are right. And anybody's right bringing that up.
Let's go to GPD. GPD is on 680. What's up, GPD?
I love you guys, man. Both of you. You know what? You make my day when I'm driving around the job site to job site.
My man.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a jefe. I got a crew. And I got, you know, and I put a guy on a crew. And I'm like, look, man, look, I'm putting you with the best OGs. Dude, learn from these guys. Bro, if he can't learn in 1 year, that Negro's out of here. And when I say, I mean black, white, brown, or green. JK been there for 4 freaking years, bro. And I want to say, Guru, no offense, Guru, you know I love you, bro. But are you on JK's payroll or something? Because you like trying to help, you know, Captain Help, save a brother. He ain't got the fundamentals, Guru. This ain't nothing personal. If he has not learned in 4 freaking years how to play with the OGs, he think he's all that, the bag of chips plus pants. It's ego, bro. That other caller was right. Man, you need to send him the mother freaking In-N-Out Burger. Excuse, I almost slipped. Send him the In-N-Out Burger, bro, because he thinks he's all that. You ain't gotta accommodate JK. JK, he gotta fit in. He's a youngster that came out, didn't even have no college, and he think he all that, bro. It ain't nothing personal. JK, get with the program, bro, or get the hell out of here, partner.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, I'll give Guru a chance to respond.
Nah, but listen, that was
first
good.
He's got to pick himself up off the cans.
And the people say, Cage Linebender, he came for me. Nah, come on, man. I'm calling Kuminga out just like I'm calling New York out. This is everybody's fault. The fact that he hasn't picked it up until now. But the fact is, he just put his John Hancock on a new contract. He's making the Kuminga. He's making the most money he's made in his career per year, Steiny. The dude can play. I'm not Captain Save anybody. The bottom line is this older team needs young Thundercats. And to me, you got a Thundercat in Jonathan. We ain't talked about his number change. Wearing number one, Jonathan Kuminga. So make it work. And I'm hoping it can work past January. But if not, you part ways, and I would be excited on what comes back to the Bay with Kuminga. But right now, there is, Steiny, in a perfect world, if I'm running it, Kuminga starting. That's just what I want. He would have been starting with Wiggins. I get it. Didn't happen. But I am so sick, and I got to be careful like Grandpa Daddy, tired of, yeah, Goo, these are our most talented. But for
so who would
all
you,
these reasons.
So who would you start? Who would your starting lineup be?
Oh, man.
If Kuminga's starting.
I would have Dre at the 5, Kuminga at the 4, Jimmy at the 3, Steph at the 2, and Melton at the 1. So Melton's off the table. I'd put Paz at the 1.
Interesting.
Horford, whoever you want to say would be my first man off the bench. But, you know, and I go back to Wiggins, and we did get that. We got Wiggins and they overlapped, but it wasn't sweet music. And I'm just like, why though? Why is Kuminga, and I get it, Grandpa Daddy, I'm saying, it's on him too, but why couldn't you have two wings like Wiggins and I'm living in the past and Kuminga just wreaking havoc, man?
Because neither of them are great passers.
Oh, man.
Neither of them are great at making play for another player. Neither of them are great rebounders. So when you play them together, you're liable to get hammered on the boards. They both are actually, both of their strengths are their ability to guard individuals, but neither of them are above average team defenders.
Draymond's best attribute.
Let's go to Coach Dink. Coach Dink in Fairfield. What's up, Coach Dink?
What's up, fellas? What's up? I love y'all take. Love y'all take every day, man. I love y'all take every day. Guru, it seems like you're the only one that knows what's really going on, man.
Talk to me, baby. Loud. Man, let me hear it.
Hey, I've been a coach for years.
Basketball is not one of my coaching fortes. But however, when I recognize talent, I run with it, I stick with it, and it's beneficial. JK came into the league at 18 years old. 18 years old. Ain't too many 18-year-olds that can come into the league and say, I'm doing something. He's 22 years old. That's our future. Curry's future is over. We have OGs on our team, which means they need to move on. We need to build around JK. That's it. That's all. I don't care what Curry's going through. I don't care what other callers have to say about JK. If you watching JK and you don't think that he's the future, you're not a coach. You're not an evaluator. You ain't been around no games. You glued to the TV. You just watched sports because you ain't never played sports. JK is the man. He's going to be the man somewhere else. We're going to see benefit. We're going to see results later if we can't see it with the Warriors. That's my call. I take y'all calls off the line.
Yeah. No, good. I just whispered to Evan, I wish you would have left off. He asked Coach Hoop. You didn't have to add that. But, man, Steiny, we talk about it with the Niners, the future. We talk about it with the Giants, the future. We talk about it just in sports in general. And things can change on the fly. I get it. But, man, the one caveat that I would not give up on to me is if I'm looking at this Warrior team, my team, after Steph, I mean, I'm not telling you Kuminga's Durant, but he's a part of it. So all these growing pains that he's going through, these bumps, these bruises, the pain, the tears, just think where that all what it'll be in 4 years if he can fix it, you know?
Yeah. No, I got you. By the way, Kyle Shanahan is going to be coming to the podium momentarily, and so we'll bring that. We'll bring you all the info after the break because we're getting ready to head into a break. I will say that, you know, part of the I do see how it all happens. What was it? What was our guy's name? Just called
Coach Dink.
Coach Dink. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, when Coach Dink talks like that about Kuminga, I want to say, what player are you watching? That's all. Like, nobody's saying he's not talented.
But Coach Dink would tell you, I can speak for him, Stan. I think he would say the Minnesota series, even though they didn't win. That.
See, this is what, like. Yeah.
No, I'm just, it happened.
He scored points in that series. That's great.
But
they need somebody who can do more other things. They've got Butler. They've got Steph. They got a 28-point score, and they got a 23-point score. They need an 18-point score who can get you 8 rebounds, keep the ball moving, score without having plays called for you, defend at a high level, and, oh, by the way, maybe once in a while get some rebounds. And
can he add that?
I don't. I'd love to know an example of a guy who didn't rebound early in his career but who then started to rebound. I know that, like, that was one of Don Nelson's things, and I don't know if he was right or wrong about it, but he's like, you know, if you rebound in college, chances are you rebound in the pros. If you don't rebound, it's just, he thinks it's like you have a knack for it or you don't.
And maybe I'm afraid, Steiny, and I got PTSD, but I just don't want Jonathan Kuminga down the road to be the one that got away. Chris Webber, I know, to me, he'll always be the one that got away because we never knew what would have been.
Well,
but they made the playoffs in his rookie year. They had action, and Tim Hardaway wasn't even a part of it. You know, we lived through BD. We got Baron Davis. But I just it's kind of scary if you just think who, okay, they don't got their future on the team. Okay, I get it. The Lakers got Luka. You know, he's going to be there long, forever when LeBron's gone. But,
like, I don't know. I mean, you know, to me, you just.
Seventh pick in the draft.
I mean.
4 years.
Well, Jonathan Kuminga will never be able to pass the ball like Chris Webber. He will never rebound like Chris Webber. Webber, that's a Hall of Famer, right? Did he make the Hall of Fame?
Got to.
All right. On the other side, we're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show. And head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content on 957 The Game. We'll be back with some news. I'm going to tell you all about the kickoff show coming up Sundays on 957 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.